The Great Gildersleeve. Each week at this time, the National Broadcasting Company brings you transcribed a new adventure of The Great Gildersleeve, written by John Elliott and Andy White.
Fa-so-la-ti-do. Hello, Leroy.
Getting dressed to go out tonight, huh?
Yeah, that's right.
Do-ti-la-so-fa-mi-re-do.
Oh, brother. Yeah. It's a good thing you're water commissioner instead of a baker.
What's this?
Your dough is flat. What are you practicing? Going out to the reservoir and sing love songs to somebody?
No, indeed. This is Jolly Boy's night.
Oh, tough. That cuts you out of a date with one of your pretty girls.
Oh, my boy, there's nothing quite like the camaraderie of gathering around and lifting your voices in song with Peavy, Judge Hooker, Chief Gates, Floyd Munson. You know, I'd much rather spend the evening with them than a pretty girl. Leroy. In just a minute, we'll see what's going on in Summerfield. The desire for security, comfort, and companionship doesn't diminish with aging. Our elder citizens can maintain the love of life if they retain these necessary ingredients of good living. You aid the aged when you give to your community chest or United Fund campaign. Well, the Jolly Boys meeting in the room above Floyd's barbershop is approaching the midnight hour. Strong male voices have been ringing through the night like a bell. Slightly cracked, but what they may lack in harmony, they make up for in enthusiasm.
When good fellows get together, we'll sign on the table, and a good song ringing,
good song ringing.
Throwing a rope is way down the bottom of a well.
Oh, now, Peavy.
Well, gentlemen, stimulating as this is, I must wend my way home. It's nearly 12.
Well, perhaps we should break up. I have to be at the jail early to feed a prisoner. You do, Chief? Poor fella has insomnia.
Maybe that's why he became a burglar by profession. Couldn't sleep nights.
Well, I, for one, am on my way.
Yeah, tomorrow's another day, eh, Peavy?
No, it hasn't been. Okay, let's break it up. Unscrew the light bulb, Commish.
Yeah, you unscrew the light bulb. Why don't you have the switch fixed?
Me? I'll tell you why. Because the rent I get for furnishing the club room is a total nothing.
Well...
We really have no right to complain.
You can say that again.
Although I did feel a draft on my neck from the broken window.
Okay, so you're an old grouch with a stiff neck.
Now, Floyd...
I'm a barber without a dime for the room, just because out of the goodness of my heart... Well, let's get on downstairs.
Yeah, break it up, you guys.
Look who says break it up. You started it.
Oh,
maybe if some of you guys was bigger tippers, I'd have the money to carpet and quilt the room for you.
Floyd, I give you my barber business. I have the scars to prove it.
Is that intended as an insult?
Fellas, we're all jolly boys, remember?
Well,
I'm afraid that I contributed to this tattoo, and I'm sorry.
You should be.
When tempers flare, let us remember our motto. All for one and one for all.
Good idea.
Yes, it is.
Now, let's shake hands all around.
Yeah, and come out fighting.
No. And go home.
That suits me. I'm not in this argument anyway, so I think I'll go home and talk to Mrs. Peavy.
Yeah, Floyd, to show you there's no hard feelings, I'll be in first thing in the morning to get the works.
So will I, Floyd.
That's okay, gang. Little Floydie Munson don't need nothing from nobody.
Well, we'll be in anyway.
Good night, man.
I'll go with you, Chief.
Yeah, all our cars are down the corner.
Yeah, that's right. Aren't you coming, Floyd?
I gotta go in the barber shop. My wife, Lovey, wants me to bring the paper home.
Well, good night, Floyd. Good
night.
No hard feelings.
About what? Gee, a telegram. Boy must have slipped it under the door. Now, who'd be sending me a telegram? Mr. Floyd Munson. This is to inform you that your share of the inheritance from your grandfather's estate may be claimed at the inheritance. They settled it. Wait till I tell Lovey.
Leroy, when's your uncle coming down to breakfast?
Oh, gosh, I don't know, Bertie.
I heard him coming down once.
Brought his food and then he went back up.
Well, maybe he forgot something. It's always a little foggy after he's been out late.
Well, Bertie doesn't mind him being foggy, but she sure wishes the fog would settle.
Oh, here he comes.
Good morning, everybody.
Hi, Unc.
Morning, Mr. Gildersleeve. I'll go get you breakfast again.
Oh? Yeah.
Yeah, we heard you coming down once.
Well, I forgot my shoes.
You're so sleepy. How did you notice it?
I stubbed my toe.
Okay, too fast. You didn't shave either.
Yeah, I'm aware of that. I'm going to get a shave downtown at Floyd.
You usually shave at home.
Yeah, true, but Floyd and I had a few words last night, and I want him to have the business.
Yeah?
Here's your orange juice starter, Mr. Gildersleeve.
Yeah, thank you, Bertie.
Your bacon and eggs would have been ready, but I had to throw away the eggs.
You did?
Next time you start coming down and change your mind, let Bertie know because I had to throw away the egg.
Yeah, all right, Bertie.
How'd I know you wasn't coming all the way down? I had to throw away the egg.
Sorry, Bertie.
Yes, it's a shame to ruin a good egg, but it didn't do anything to anybody.
Hey, Bertie.
All it did was to get laid and then way late. Now it's ruined.
Oh, dear, I should have eaten breakfast downtown, too. Yeah. Nice day, now that I take a look at it. Oop, there's the judge on his way to Floyd's barbershop.
Judge, I'm first in the chair.
I'll race you for it, Gilda.
You first. I can outrun an old goat any day.
I can outrun a water tank.
Oh, Judge, you threw a block into me.
So I did.
Oh, well, he isn't even open yet.
Oh, balderdash.
What a barber. He doesn't deserve our business.
Gildy, what are those signs in the window?
Signs? Oh. Closed. Quitting business.
Fixtures for sale.
I don't get it.
Well, he didn't say anything about this last night.
Then look, here's a big padlock on the door to our Jolly Boys' room.
Well, he can't do that.
He did it. And if I know Floyd, he threw away the key.
What do you make of it, Chief?
Well, I don't know what to think. Nobody's even seen Floyd for 2 days.
Quite a mystery.
I drove the squad car out to his house, but it was locked tight as a drum.
Well, hello, Mr. Gildersleeve.
Hello, Peavy. Chief.
Commissioner.
Hey, fellows, I have news about Floyd.
You don't say.
I hope he isn't in jail someplace.
Well, I don't know where he is. But I know he skipped town.
Skipped town?
My meter reader saw him and Lovey in their old rattletrap car heading for the city limits.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear that.
He slipped away yesterday morning without drapery.
Under cover of darkness, huh?
Well, why would he do that?
You know Floyd. It's obvious he let things slide until he got into grave financial difficulties.
Could be.
Floyd has always been my friend, but for his own good, I have to say he was a grasshopper.
And I'm making a rule never to criticize people, but he could have run a better job.
Yeah, he undoubtedly owes money all over town. He wouldn't open on time, closed for football games, fishing trips.
He was independent, all right.
Well, you can be independent to a fault. He practically slammed the door on the judge and me after we'd had appointments. Small thanks.
A little paint on the shop, a new window here and there, and he might have made ends meet.
I never talk about people behind their backs, but unfortunately, Floyd was...
We're the few friends Floyd has, so we have a right to talk about him. He asked for what he got. He's a poor manager.
Sad, but true.
You bet it's true. He's a poor manager. He wouldn't have been giving us a club room free. At least he should have charged us something.
My.
Judge says he padlocked it.
Yeah, that's another thing. It's supposed to be all for one and one for all, and he locked us out. That's loyalty?
When loyalty's gone, what's left?
Well, I'm afraid those were just hollow words to Floyd. He ran out on us, and personally, I don't care if I never talk to him again. Who's that?
It's Floyd driving by.
In a new convertible, a block long.
Well, I'll be... Hello, Floyd! Fellow, you see the new suit and hat? And the big cigar?
I'm here to tell you.
How do you like that? You didn't even wave back, and I'm his best friend.
Well, no, I wouldn't say that.
See?
In just a few seconds, we'll hear more from the Water Commissioner. One of the most rewarding careers any woman can have is in the proud profession of nursing. A good education, daily association with professional people, an assured income, wonderful preparation for marriage. For full information, inquire at your nearest hospital or write Nursing Careers in care of your postmaster. Now let's hurry out to the great Gildersleeve's house and see what he thinks since he learned about Floyd's inheritance. Gildy is just getting home from the office.
Hello, everybody. I'm home.
See me, Mr. Gildersleeve.
Bertie, some people have all the luck. Floyd Munson has come into money.
Yes, sir?
Just imagine. For 15 years, he's cut my hair, and all of a sudden, he's retired. Loaded.
Yes, sir. He's clipping hair one day and clipping 2 pounds the next.
By George, it just doesn't seem fair.
That's the way the ball bounces. That's what Bertie always says. That's the way the ball bounces. If it happens to bounce the wrong way, that's just the way the ball bounces.
Hello, Leroy.
Hey, did you hear about Mr. Munson?
Did I hear about Mr. Munson? Yeah, I was just telling Bertie about it. How lucky can you be?
Yes, sir. Lady Luck is smiling on Mr. Munson and showing all her gold teeth.
Well, I always thought he carried around a lot of surplus weight. Now it turns out he just had his pants stuffed full of horseshoes.
Yeah. Keen, huh?
Here, I've spent the best years of my life at the water department, and what am I?
All wet?
Hey.
Only kidding. I guess your Jolly Boys Club is pretty proud to have Mr. Munson for a member, huh, Aunt?
Well, he just may not be a jolly boy long.
You wouldn't read him out of the club because he's in the tip, would you?
No, that's not the reason. But he has no business getting rich and not telling his friends.
No, sir.
The fellows are quite upset about it.
Because nobody left their money, too?
No, but it was a sneaky thing to do, locking up his building, disappearing, and then coming back driving a big new car.
Heck, I like Mr. Munson.
I like him, too.
Yeah, you like him because he happens to be a gaudy figure at the moment, making a spectacle of himself.
I hear when he's driving that big car, he smokes cigars so long, he has to put a flag on them.
Yeah?
No, Bertie.
Mr. Gildersleeve, you know what I hear?
Yes, Bertie.
That's right, he smokes cigars so long, he has to put a flag on them.
He's a show-off.
I still like him.
I like him, too.
Well, he's no longer a friend of mine. His money doesn't mean a thing to me.
Hey, it's Mr. Munson in his big car.
Oh?
Hiya, Bertie.
Good evening, Mr. Munson. Come in.
Okie dokie. Want to take my hat and gold-headed cane?
A cane yet?
Dude.
Mr. Kelly, please. Look who's here.
Hi, Commish. Hi, Leroy.
Hello, Floyd.
Hi.
We were just talking about you.
Oh, yeah?
Tell him what you said.
Yeah, I was just telling him about your good fortune, Floyd. I haven't seen you, of course, to congratulate you. But, congratulations.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
Thanks. Sit down, Commish. You don't have to stand up out of respect for my bankroll.
Yeah, thank you. I was going to ask you to sit down, but you already had.
I only got a minute. There's a lot of deals cooking, you know.
Well, I didn't figure you'd have much time for your old friend.
I ain't forgot him.
That's some car you got out there, Mr. Munson.
Yeah, I'll take you for a ride, kid. Got something in the back seat for you.
For me?
A new bike.
A bike? Oh, boy!
Floyd, you shouldn't have done that.
Why not? Easy come, easy go. Besides, Leroy's a good kid. I even got something for you, Commish.
You have?
Yes.
A wallet. With my initials on it in gold.
Yep. Genuine hide-bound alligator. I know you've got nothing to put in it but your Social Security card, but you can carry it to fool people.
Yeah, thank you, Floyd, very much.
That's okay. Bertie?
Yes, sir?
I thought you might like this.
A wristwatch for me?
Uh-huh.
Oh, Mr. Munson, how can I ever thank you?
You done did it, Bertie. All them good sandwiches you made for the commish to bring up to the club meeting.
Floyd, I don't know what to say.
Well, I'll say something. I gotta go. Bye, Bertie. Bye, commish.
Goodbye, and thank you so much, Mr. Munson.
Yes, indeed.
So long.
By George.
Just think, he even remembered Bertie.
Yeah. What a fine fellow. Those jolly boys ought to be ashamed of themselves for running Floyd down. Yeah, I'll stop in TV's for a bedtime cigar. He hasn't seen my new wallet anyway. If he says a word against my friend Floyd, I'll tell him off.
Hello, Peavy.
Oh, it's you again, Mr. Gildersleeve.
Yeah, I'll have one of those 25-cent panadellas, please.
Yeah.
And, change this bill, will you?
Yeah.
Thank you.
That's quite a fancy wallet you've got there, Mr. Gildersleeve.
Yeah. A little gift from my friend, Floyd.
Indeed.
Very expensive alligator.
I chose alligator last year for Mrs. Peavy's birthday, but she didn't care for it.
No?
Probably because it was alive when she got it.
Oh.
We had it made into a perch.
Well, Floyd gifted me with the wallet this afternoon. Of course, I've been closer to him than any of the rest of you fellows.
I kid you.
What's that?
He gave me one, too.
Well, he's the salt of the earth, Pete.
Yes, he is.
Greetings, gentlemen.
Oh, hello, Judge.
What can I do for you, Judge?
I just stopped in to show you my new briefcase.
Genuine alligator, too?
A gift from my good friend, Floyd.
My, my, he must be trapping them.
Now, I want you both to retract the unkind things that you said about him.
Who said anything unkind about good old Floyd?
Hey, we're very fond of him.
Why, only yesterday you were ready to throw him to the wolves, and you can't deny it.
Now, Judge, I never...
Gilday, if you hadn't opened your big fat mouth in criticism of my friend, you might also be the proud possessor of a new briefcase.
For your information, he gave me an alligator wallet.
Me too.
Oh.
Yeah. Now, let's face it. All of us doubted Floyd's motives. We ought to make it up to him somehow. He's true blue.
Yes, he is.
I suggest we give him a testimonial dinner.
Testimonial dinner?
At your house, Kelly.
I don't mind coming if Bertie fixes the dinner.
Oh, we can depend on Bertie. Tomorrow night.
Then it's all set. I'll invite Floyd.
Watch it, Judge. It's at my house. I'll invite him.
Oh, all right, party pig.
Commissioner, throwing this dinner was a grand idea.
Yeah, thank you, Chief. Glad I thought of it.
It was my idea.
Yes, yes.
And no matter whose idea it was, I'm glad I'm here tonight.
Oh, good, Petey.
Mrs. Petey's having leftovers.
Oh, 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 oh.
I wonder why the guest of honor hasn't shown up.
As we all know, Floyd has been extremely busy since coming into money.
I'll bet.
Did anybody ever find out who left him the inheritance? Yeah, I never suspected Floyd of having rich relatives.
And if I have any rich ones, they don't even let me know it.
Well, it's not for us to pry.
Oh, no. No, no, no. We'll just try to find out how much he's got some other way.
Before Floyd arrives, I have a suggestion to make. I propose we hold a meeting tonight and elect him president of the Jolly Boys Club.
Why not?
That's using your noodle, Judge.
We couldn't have a finer, more generous man at the helm.
True. He's let our club meet in his building for years.
And now that he's closed his barbershop, he may even fix up the building and give it to us.
Thank you, Joe.
Never mind, Bertie. It's just our good friend, Floyd.
Hi, Commissioner.
Well, the man of the hour. Come in and join the fellows.
Hiya, gang.
Good evening, old friend.
Hello, Floyd.
Welcome, Floyd. This'll be a memorable evening.
Hey, it's nice of you fellas to throw this shindig for me. I don't rate it.
Listen to him.
As a matter of fact, I don't think that we should wait until after dinner to eulogize our fellow jolly boy.
You may as well know before dinner is after.
Yeah, later on I may be asleep and can't hear it.
Well, I prepared an address.
Oh, my goodness. Judge, stop trying to carry the ball. We wanted to pay you some kind of tribute, Floyd. Not only because we consider you our best friend and the most logical one to lead the Jolly Boys, but because of your generosity and your... Well, you've just been so nice to all of us.
We love you, Floyd.
I have never seen such a free-hearted fellow.
Well, I'll admit there ain't everybody who can spend $1,500 in 1 week.
$1,500?
Yep. My, my.
You must have a sizable inheritance.
Roughly, Floyd, how much did you get?
$1,500.
Is that all?
Yeah, I gotta get back to the barbershop in the morning to keep up the payments on that car.
You mean you've spent every nickel?
And boy, have I had a lot of fun.
You don't have anything left?
Not a peso, as the French say.
Floyd, you bum.
Oh, Peavy, what's moolah for?
Oh, my goodness. I have a good notion to call off the dinner.
Yeah?
Only because you've been such a fool, Floyd. Throwing your money away.
I've never heard of such improvidence.
Neither have I.
I'm not a really mind of the crumb.
Hi, everybody. Can I break in on us?
Hi, kid.
Hello, Leroy.
Leroy?
Hello, son.
You, what is it, Leroy?
Mr. Munson, I just came from a Boy Scout meeting. They drew up a resolution thanking you for the $50 you gave the Scouts. Your team, Mr. Munson.
Wasn't that nice?
Oh, it wasn't nothing. I just like kids.
Floyd, you've given all of us very expensive gifts. You shouldn't.
Well, Commission, all my life I've wanted to give everybody something. I had the chance to, and I did.
By George. Let's toast Floyd with a song. Me, 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 me. For he's a jolly good fellow. For he's a jolly good fellow. For he's a jolly good fellow. That nobody can deny.
The Great Gildersleeve will be right back. In your home, in your car, you're tuned to the world when you listen to Monitor. Sports, news, drama, and interviews with world personalities. You hear them all on Monitor. Weekends on NBC Radio.
Hey, Aunt, you look mighty sharp.
Well, Floyd was back in the shop today, and I got a haircut, Leroy.
I'll say.
You also a shampoo, close shave, and a massage.
Ah, I get it. You're stepping out with a girlfriend tonight.
Yes, indeed. I had a long talk with Floyd, and he's through putting on airs, pretending to be a big shot.
Yeah?
I said, Floyd, that stuff doesn't pay off. Be yourself, like me.
Isn't that Mr. Munson's big convertible you drove home?
Yeah, he loaned it to me. I'm taking out that new girl tonight.
Oh, brother.
The Great Gildersleeve is played by Willard Waterman and is a transcribed NBC Radio Network production directed by Virgil Reimer. Included in the cast were Walter Tetley, Lillian Randolph, Earl Ross, Ken Christie, Arthur Q. Bryan, and Vic LeGrand. Musical compositions by Jack Meekin. Now, this is Don Rickles inviting you to listen again next week for another new adventure of the Great Gildersleeve, when he sets out to collect a water bill from a pretty girl.
Water bill? Oh, don't bring up business now. I'm just learning to drive Floyd's new car. Oh! How'd that fire plug get there? Good night, folks.